Good morning, it is Trina. It is something for the weekend and Damien Farley's in with news from the net. Morning, Damien.
Morning, Trina. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just the news from the net we're looking for.
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
Tell you what I have. Meatloaf, suing a hotel. Meatloaf, who had such great songs as 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad and all those
Sorry,
ones.
Can I just say, the longest songs ever, all the titles for his songs were always a sentence and a half,
yeah,
weren't they?
I'd Lie For You and That's The Truth. 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad. I'd Do Anything For Love, but I won't do that.
They just went on and on and on. What's happened with him?
He's been hospitalised for 42 days because he fell at a hotel. He was about to speak at a Q&A, a questions and answer thing. He put his foot down on part of the stage curtain, but there was no floor underneath when he went to take a step. Vadum, down he went into a black hole. Now, he had bad injuries to his neck and his collarbone, his shoulder. Following the discharge from hospital, he needed physiotherapy as well. So he's suing the hotel. He's claiming they're responsible because they failed to do their job in providing a safe environment. And ultimately, he was seriously injured because of their failures.
Okay, right. I get it. If you're an ordinary Joe Soap, you haven't a shilling and you have to take time off work and you have to pay for the physiotherapy and you're broken, all the rest. He is a multi-millionaire.
But it doesn't
matter.
Does
he really need to get a payout?
But it's probably not the money. Well, let's watch this then. Maybe he'll get a payout and he'll donate to charity. It's just a way of marking the hotel's card to say, well, hang on, I was doing a gig at your hotel. I went to walk on a carpet. It wasn't a carpet. It was a hole. You just put a carpet over the hole and down I went. Surely he'll donate the money to charity. Maybe.
Well, I hope he does and he's not going to keep it. What else do you have for us, Damien?
Tell you what I have, and you'll be interested in this. It's a school in Kent. They've decided to fine parents, right, every time they're late collecting their child. So, now, on an average week, would you be fined much?
Absolutely, bro.
Do you see? So it's going to cost £1 every 5 minutes if the kids aren't collected by 4. And where the school end time is 20 to 4, right, they're going to call in social services.
Would you stop? As if life isn't stressful enough. You're trying to get there after a day's work, trying to rush through traffic to get there on time.
Yeah.
And they're finding it and saying they're going to ring social services on you.
Yeah, well, look, if you're doing it any more than once a week, you should be fined.
That's terrible mean of you, Damien.
Like, time is time. And in this business, you have to be on time.
You got to be on time.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's all about being there. Now, maybe I'm too punctual. Myself and my wife, we've more rows because she's an absolute and utter disaster. Can't be on time. So if she was dropping kids off at this place, we'd be broke. We'd be applying to the credit union every week for a loan.
Damien, when are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic Hits Sunday. Don't miss it. We've got Duran Duran tickets up for grabs all weekend here at Classic Hits. And I know that we've got a pair of tickets on Classic Hits Sunday for you to win.
Ooh, there's a little sneaky little giveaway there.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Damien. It is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.